आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
discussing Mahavakya Tattvam Asi. Shankaracharya ji say, Tataha tu tau lakshanaya sulakshyo. Tataha, therefore, what is to be done? Verse number 247. What we have to take from the Tattvam Asi is the lakshanaya. We have to take the indicative meaning. Sulakshyo. And it should be carefully consider. We should carefully consider it. Don't go with the literal meaning. We should take indicating meaning. Tayor akhanda eka rasatva siddhaye. Tayor means there. Akhanda rasatva, individual, and eka rasatva siddhaye, establishing the identity. Tam and tat is one and same. That identity is to be established. How you will establish it? By indicative meaning you will establish identity. Otherwise, it is difficult. Na alam is not sufficient. What is jahatya? By jahat lakshan, it's not possible. Then na tatha ajahatya. Ajahat lakshan is also complete. We cannot imply it. What is jahat lakshan? गंगायाम घोष दैट द विलेज इज ऑन गैंजेस और इन गैंजेस इट कैन नॉट हैपन लाइक दैट सो व्हाट डज दैट मीन वी हैव टू रिजेक्ट द मीनिंग इट इज ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गैंजेस गंगायाम घोष अजद लक्षण सोना धावती सोना दीज आर ऑल द क्लासिकल एग्जाम्पल्स गिवन इन शास्त्र सोनम धावती सोनम मीन्स द रेड इज रनिंग द रेड इज रनिंग मीन्स यू हैव टू इम्पोर्ट वन वर्ड द रेड हॉर्स इज रनिंग सोनम धावती सो जहद एंड अजहद बोथ आर नॉट एप्लीकेबल हियर सो वॉट इज एप्लीकेबल किंतु बट उभयात्मिकम एव भाव्यम उभयात्मिक बट वी हैव टू हैव टेक द कंबाइंड थिंग वी हैव टू टेक द कंबाइंड थिंग ऑफ बोथ एंड arrive at our conclusion. We have to infer from there. What is the classic example of? Soyam Devadatta. Saha Ayam Devadatta. I saw this Devadatta 20 years ago. Then his appearance, his age was altogether different. Different place I met him in India. Now I am meeting the same Devadatta here in Chicago after 20 years. Naturally, appearance is different, age is different, and the place is different. So what is to be negated? What is to be negated is his appearance, his age, and place is to be negated. And the Devadatta who was present 20 years ago in India is the same Devadatta now after 20 years. So we have to retain something and we have to reject something. So how this applies to our Tattvamasi? What is Tat? Now I have given all the definitions to you. What is that Tat? Ishwar or Brahman. So who is that Ishwar? Brahman with the Maya Upadhi. So Brahman plus Maya Upadhi is equal to Ishwar. And who is Jiva? Avidya Upadhi. What is the difference between these two Upadhi? Karya. So what is to be negated? Upadhi is negated. So what is the common factor there? So now it should be absolutely clear to all of us that we all are without Upadhi. We are Sachidanand, but without Upadhi. With Upadhi, we all are different. When we are transacting in the world, we are transacting with Upadhi. You cannot transact without. So therefore, if you say, you are also Brahman, I am also Brahman, so we are one and same. No. No. It is also said in Guru Gita, we get knowledge from Guru. What is that knowledge? Tattvamasi. So Guru and Sish has become Brahma. Even after knowing this, always Sish has to sit at the feet of Guru. Even not sit on the same seat, equal. You are a Brahman, I am Brahman, now I have got it to you. We are equal. No! Ubhayatmika, atmika eva bhavyam. In this way we should think about it. Then the sadevadatto ayamiti chaikata viruddha dharma. In the devadatta 20 years ago and devadatta after 20 years, viruddha dharma, opposite. Safe side, name, place, everything, name is the same. Dharma, opposite. What we eliminate? We eliminate all those viruddha dharma we eliminate. Then yatha tatha tattvamishiti vakye viruddha dharman ubhayatra hitva. Hitva means give up. In the tattvamishiti vakye, what you have to do? The viruddha dharma. Where is the viruddha dharma? In Upadhi only the viruddha dharma. So Lord Krishna with Upadhi is different from us. Because he is Satya Pradhan Maya Upadhi and we have got Rajas Tamas Pradhan Maya Upadhi. But if you remove Upadhi, then what will happen? We have got the same consciousness. Each and every being has got the same consciousness. संलक्ष्य व्हाट वी हैव टू डू वी नोट चिन्ह मात्रतया सत आत्मनः इन द जीव एंड ईश्वर. सत मीन्स ईश्वर, आत्मनः मीन्स द जीव. इन द जीव एंड ईश्वर बोथ हैव गॉट द सत मात्र चिन्ह मात्र. दैट चेतन इज वन एंड सेम इन एवरीवन. अखंड भाव परिचीयते बुद्ध बुधई बुधई वाइज पीपुल परिचीयते रिकॉग्नाइज. व्हाट दे रिकॉग्नाइज? डिस्कार्ड उपाधि एंड विदाउट उपाधि वी ऑल आर वन एंड सेम. एवं महावाक्य सतेन कथ्यते. इट इज द सेड इन द सतेन महावाक्य. देर इज नॉट वन महावाक्य, सतेन महावाक्य. ब्रह्म आत्मन, ब्रह्म एंड आत्मन. व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस इन ब्रह्म एंड आत्मन? ब्रह्मन कंडीशन बाय बॉडी इज कॉल्ड आत्मन, आत्मन अनकंडीशन बाय बॉडी ब्रह्मन. देयरफॉर ब्रह्मन इज इक्वल टू आत्मन. सो ब्रह्म आत्मने ऐक्यम अखंड भाव. ऐक्यम इज आइडेंटिटी. सो देर इज एन आइडेंटिटी बिटवीन ब्रह्मन एंड आत्मन अखंड भाव एंड देर इज ए कंप्लीट वननेस देयर. सो दिस वी हैव डिस्कस. इज देर एनी डाउट इन तत्त्वमसि वाक्य? ईच वन ऑफ यू विल बी एबल टू एक्सप्लेन नाउ हाउ तत्त्वमसि, हाउ दैट ब्रह्मन और ईश्वर आई एम, नॉट विथ उपाधि, विदाउट उपाधि. देन एटीट्यूड इन मेडिटेशन, वर्स नंबर 250. अस्थूलम इदेत असत निरस्य. निरस्य में निजेक्ट. वट इज टू रिजेक्ट असत? वट इज असत? देर इज वन असत, अनदर इज असत. अदर देन सत एवरीथिंग इज, अदर देन सत एवरीथिंग इज असत. वट इज सत? आत्मन और ब्रह्मन इज सत, दैट विच रिमेन्स इन थ्री पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. And that which does not remain in three periods of time, we call it asat. So word is sat or asat? How do you say asat? Is it there, not there in three periods of time? No, it is there. It is changing. How you will prove it is asat? Because it is negated in deep sleep. There are three words in our Shastra. One is Sat. Sat means that which stays in three periods of time. And there is only one thing which we call Sat, is your Atman or Brahman. That is Sat. Other than Atman and Brahman, everything is Asat. But the definition in Shastra is Asat is that which is not there in three periods of time. Like the sky flower or Bandhyaputra, son of a barren woman, can never happen. But a thing which stays in one limited period of time, we call it mithya. That is the technical term given here. But here Shankaracharya says everything is asat only. So whatever is asat, you. So how do we arrive at to asat? How we correlate mithya with asat? How mithya is asat? The rule we know, yad disyam tad jadam tad vikari. तत् नश्यम तत् मिथ्या. अप टू दिस इज अंडरस्टैंडेबल. वट एवर इज सीन इज मॉडिफाइंग, इज विकारी, इज नश्यम, इट इज इनर, इट इज मिथ्या. वाई इट इज मिथ्या? इन वन लिमिटेड पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. बट लास्ट इज असत. यद दृश्यम इज असत, फाइनल थिंग असत. वाई इट इज असत? Because world is negated in deep sleep. World is negated in dream state. Waking world is not available in dream world. Waking world is not available in deep sleep. Therefore, this is negated. A sat is that which can never be negated. Atman can never be negated. If anything can be negated, then it is asat. Now you understand what is asat? Since the whole world is negated in three avasthas, therefore it is called asat. Siddham swatah brahmavat pratakargam siddham, it is self established, vyomvat, like a space. Like a space is never contaminated by anything. Now so much of thunderstorm was there. Is the space wet? No. When we are discussing Kaivalya Upanishad, we saw the screen was not affected by fire, with earthquake and with the snow and the rain. Never affected. Similarly, if the space cannot be affected by this thunderstorm, do you think the substratum of the space can be affected? No. Atah mrisa matram idam pratitam. Atah, this is all false. Mrisa matram, it is all false. Idam, idam, whatever you are seeing. Pratitam, it is just an appearance only. Jahi yatasva atmaya grihitam. Jahi, give up. Whatever you take anything as atmataya, this is atma, this is atma, this is atma. What we have taken as atma? BMI is atma. Jahi. Give up this identification. Give up this attachment. Give up this wrong understanding, this body is atma. Jahi ya swatma yagrihitam, brahma aham iti eva visuddha buddhaya. Brahma aham. You see, brahma is not different from me. Brahma is aham. I am that brahman. Aham eva. We have to come to up to this. How you will come? Visuddha buddhya. You will come to know only when your buddhi is visuddha. Visuddha, when there is vasanas are less, when the intellect is purified, then only you will be able to understand. Visuddha buddhya, viddhi, know it, realize it. Sva atmanam, that is your atman. Sva atman, it's not others atman. Don't say you are Brahman. Are Swatman, my Atman is also Brahman. Akhandabodham. And what is that? Atman is Akhandabodham, which is absolute knowledge. That Atman is absolute knowledge. Next. 251.
Mritkarya sakalam ghatadi satatam.
Mritkaryam sakalam ghatadi satatam.
Mrinmatramevahitam.
Mrinmatramevahitam.
Tadvat sajjanitam sadatmakamidam.
Tadvat sajjanitam sadatmakamidam.
Sanmatramevakilam.
Sanmatramevakilam.
Yasmānāsti sataparam kimapitata.
Yasmānāsti
sataparam kimapitata. Satyam sātmā svayam.
Satyam
sātmā svayam. Tasmātattvamasi prashāntamamalam. Tasmātattvamasi prashāntamamalam. Brahmadvayam yat param. Brahmadvayam yat param. Mritkaryam sakalam ghatadi satatam. Mrinmatramevahitam. Tadvat sajjanitam sadatmakamidam. Sanmatramevakiram. Yasmānāsti sataparam kimapitata. Satyam sātmā svayam. Tasmātattvamasi prashāntamamalam. Brahmādvayam yatparam.
So for easy understanding, now Guru is telling to the Shishya briefly what was said by Uddalak Rishi to Swet Ketu when he was teaching Swet Ketu. Same example was given there. Now by way of an example, Shankaracharya is explaining what is that. This Mritkarya, the clay and pot thing, came in verse number 230 and 231 earlier also. So Mritkarya, modification of mud or clay. Modification of mud and clay. Sakalam, all. Ghat adi. Ghat adi means pot, etc. Etc. means You make a jar, you can make a plate from the mud or a spoon or a glass. So whatever you make from the ghat, sakalam satatam. Satatam is always. Satatam, always. Mridamatra, it is clay only, it is mud only. For transaction purpose we say this is jar, this is pot, this is plate, this is spoon. But actually what it is? Satatam, he is saying satatam, what always it is. Clay only, ahitam, it is accepted. So all modification of clay such as pot are accepted by the mind as real. Because we give importance to naam and roop. We give importance to roop and we give a name. But are in fact clay alone. Everything born of mud or clay is clay only. It may have a different shape size, but the name may be different, but in essence it is satatam. In past also it was clay. When it has taken a roop and naam, it is clay. When the naam and roop is destroyed, it again becomes satatam, is past, present, future. It was always clay only. Tadvat, same way. Tadvat, sat janitam, sat, sat means sat chidanam, janitam is born, which is born from Brahman, sat janitam, born of Brahman, sadatmakam, sadatmakam means of the nature of pure existence. So what is it born from existence is only existence in different name and form. How do you prove that everything is born from existence? Why Shankaracharya is taking the word Sat only, not Chit and Anand? Because Sat is the common factor in everything. Many times I have told you, if you ask me what is the common factor in your pajama and your shirt, immediately everybody will say cotton is the common factor. What is the common factor between this table, this mic and me? All three are different. Or the light or space or building. What is the common factor? Isness is the common factor. What is isness? Existence. Therefore, existence is the cause of everything of the world. We have always seen all effects are nothing but cause in all ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. What is the common factor in all ornament? Gold. Therefore we say all ornaments are gold. What is the common factor in the whole world, in all objects of the world? Existence. Therefore what is the cause of the whole world? Existence. Sat janitam, born of Brahman, sadatmakam, of the nature of pure existence. Idam. Idam means this, whatever you are seeing, this. Sanmatra. Sanmatra means satmatra. That is the only existence alone. Satmatra, ev akhilam, the entire world. So to the entire universe which we emanates from Brahman is Brahman alone. So Brahman is the material cause of the whole world. Yasmat. Nasti sata param kim api tata. There is nothing other than sat. Yasmat. Since nasti sata param kim api tata. There is nothing other than Brahman here. Satyam sa atma. Satyam, that reality is atma. Satyam sa. Swayam, it is my own atma, is that reality. So nothing other than Brahman, the self-existent reality, which is the one's own very self. The whole world is Brahman only, because it has come from Brahman. How will you prove it has come from Brahman? What is the common factor there? ignorance. Can you destroy that ignorance? No. We can destroy Namrup. Namrup we can destroy, but we can never destroy ignorance. Tasmat, therefore, tattvam asi, that thou art, prasantam, that is serene. That Atman or that Brahman is serene. Amalam, pure. It is never tainted by any action of the body, mind, intellect. It is never tainted. How will you prove? Now you have got two ways to prove that the Atman is never tainted. What are the two ways? I have to repeat it again and again. There is no way out. By seeing a red rose, my eyes never become red. When my eyes are dull, that does not mean the seer of the eye, my mind become dull. So can we not draw an inference by seeing seen, seer is not affected? So who is the seer of mind? Your ultimate seer is that Sakshi, that Chaitanya. So if my mind is sukhi or dukhi, that Sakshi, that Chaitanya is not. And if I come to know that I am that Brahman, will I be affected with the joy and sorrows of the world? What was the other way to prove it? Another example. Screen. In Kaivalya Upanishad we saw on the screen everything. Screen is Brahman. And on that Brahman everything is superimposed. So earthquake, fire, tornado, everything is superimposed on Brahman. And we saw the screen is not affected by anything. So in these two ways we can prove that Atman or Brahman can never be affected by any act of the upadhi, any act of the upadhi conditioning. So it is amalam, it is always pure. Nothing can taint that Atman or Brahman. Amalam, Brahma, how is that Brahman? Advayam. Advayam. So what is the difficulty if there are two Brahmans? How it will become limited? It is paricheda. If there are two things, then there is a limit. Now you can't say two infinites are there. It has to be non-dual, single entity, advayam. Yat param, which is supreme. So thou art that, the serene, the pure, the supreme Brahman, the non-dual. So whole universe in which we experience our joy and sorrow is in a sense Chetan only, is the Sat only, the existence only. So when I take the word existence only, that doesn't mean the Chetan and Anand is gone there, no. Brahman means Sat Chit Anand. Sat Chit Anand. Okay. Now Shankaracharya is giving an example to prove it. How this world is asat. Just now said everything is. Now he gives an example, beautiful example, let us see.
Nidra kalpita desha kala vishaya.
Nidra kalpita desha kala vishaya.
Gyatradi sarvam yatha.
Yatradi sarvam yatha.
Mithya tadvadihapi jagrati jagat. Mithya tadvadihapi jagrati jagat. Swagyana karyatvatah. Karyatvatah. Yasmadeva midam sharira karana. Yasmadeva midam sharira karana. प्राणाहमाद्यप्यसत प्राणाहमाद्यप्यसत तस्मात्तत्त्वमसि प्रशान्तममलम् तस्मात्तत्त्वमसि प्रशान्तममलम् ब्रह्माद्वयं यत्परम् ब्रह्माद्वयं यत्परम् निद्राकल्पितदेशकालविषय ज्ञात्रादि सर्वं यथा मिथ्या तद्वदिहापि जाग्रति जगत स्वज्ञानकार्यत्वतः यस्मादेवमिदं शरीरकरण प्राणाहमाद्यभ्यसत तस्मात्तत्त्वमसि प्रशान्तमवलम् ब्रह्माद्वयं यत्परम्।
Gurudev writes about the previous verse 251, all things made of mud being the effect of mud are nothing but mud. Mud in one form is a pot, in another form is a jar, and in yet another form a cup. Everything born out of mud is mud alone. Just as everything born out of gold is gold alone, whatever be the names given to the objects in essence, they are the material form which they are made. Equally so, all things that are born out of pure consciousness, Sat, are in a sense nothing but Sat. The whole universe, the sense, the subject-object world in which we experience our joys and sorrows, in a sense nothing but consciousness. The whole world is nothing but Satchidananda. That alone is the reality, the self-existent Atman, thou art that reality alone. I am that reality. So now he says, Nidra kalpita desa kala vishe gyatra di sarvam yatha mithya. Nidra kalpita. Nidra in the deep sleep and in the Nidra you are seeing dream. Kalpana. Nidra kalpita. Des. You see the space. Des. You are dreaming in Chicago, but you are seeing Bangalore, Hyderabad. Do we not see? Yeah. The Kal, time. You imagine that you are going to school or college. Kal, change. Vishay, objects also change. Gyatradi, knower, dreamer. Dreamer is also different. Different from waker. Sarvam yatha mithya, sarvam, all is false. Yatha mithya, as we say, everything is false. So whatever we see in the dream state is false. We are in Chicago, but we are dreaming Hyderabad. Where is the dream? It is said it is in the hit nadi. It's a very thin nadi. Can in that thin nadi you can see an elephant? In the head, there is a hit nadi. In that hit nadi, you see the whole dream. You are sleeping in Chicago, but you are dreaming of Hyderabad, Bangalore, Delhi, Calcutta, you are dreaming. Can it happen? No. Logically it can't happen. So just as the place, time, object and the knower, etc., sarvam, all are in dream, are unreal. Everything is unreal. Why it is unreal? Because both the knower and known are projection of mind. In Kaivalya Upanishad we studied, it is the Swa Maya of Jeev. Maya, Jeev's Maya is creating. One Maya is outside, is created by Ishwar. The whole dream is created by, not Ishwar, is by the mind of the Jeeva. So that also is a Maya. We are creating. So mind is creating everything based on the vasana. Vasanas. Which vasanas? Weak vasanas. If the vasanas are strong, then you will express it in waking state. When the vasanas are weak, that comes out in dreams. Then the both subject and object, mind has become subject and object. But so long we are in the dream, we think the dream is real. When we come out of that dream number two to dream number one, what is the dream number one? Waking state is dream number one. This is also happening in dream, you know, dream. So when we come out of dream number two to dream number one, then we say that dream number two is false. Another way of looking at it, because the mind has become the knower and known, subject and object, it is false. Similarly, the whole world, in the mind has become the material cause and the efficient cause. In technical term, if you want to understand, mind has become the material cause of the world, dream world. Mind has become the efficient cause of dream world. Kya kya dekhna hai, that mind decides. Therefore, it is false. Similarly, the whole world, material cause and efficient cause is one. When the same entity is the material cause and efficient cause, we have seen, we have studied from our dream state, it becomes false, it is false. Similarly, the whole creation's material cause and efficient cause is Brahman. Therefore, whole creation is. Have you got it? The whole dream world, creator, material cause and efficient cause is mind. So long I am in the dream state, it is real. When I come out from dream number two to dream number one, Jagrita Avastha, waking, then I say that the dream which I saw is false. Why it is false? Because the mind has become dreamer, mind has become the dream world also. Therefore, mind is the greatest fraudster. Greatest fraud is mind. And in Upadesa, Raman Maharshi says, Manasam Tukim Margani Krite. You find out what is this mind, the greatest fraudster, is a fraudster, Sabse Jara Bhagma. Then you find Manasam Naiva is not there. It's not there. Marga Arjavat, it is the straightforward. Why are you dealing with all the joy and sorrows of the world? You are always day and night, you are there. Amending something, doing this day with that way. Find out, where are you experiencing your joy and sorrow? It is in mind. Is the mind there? According to Raman Maharshi, mind is not there. And here also we are saying, what is the mind? It has become in dream, both the dreamer and the dream world. Tadvat ihe api jagrati jagat sva ajnana karyatvat. Similarly, tadvat ihe, here, api also, jagrati in the waking state, jagat, the world which we are experiencing, sva being ajnana karyatvat is the effect of our own ignorance. The effect of our own ignorance. Ajnana karyatvat. The universe in which we are transacting, we think it is real. And always we say, although Shankaracharya never accepted the Vyavaharik Jagat also, but he was forced by all the people. No, no, we are transacting with the world. This, how this can be asat, non-existent. He says, okay, this is also empirical truth. Empirical truth, Vyavaharik Satya. Vyavaharik Satya. But this ignorance is called the Mool Agyan. Agyan Karo. This is the Mool Agyan. So what it does, this Agyan? It conceals our true nature. This Agyan conceals our true nature. Like all superimpositions conceals the substratum. So whatever was superimposed on the screen, it covered the screen. So whatever is superimposed on the Brahman, it has covered Brahman. So we are not able to see that Brahman. And inside us also, Atman is there. But the conditioning has covered it. We are not able to see Atman. Our body, mind, intellect has covered it. Where is that Atman? What is the address of Atman? Nihitam Guhayam. Nihitam Guhayam. And Keno Prishat, what was the word? Pratibodh Viditam. Pratibodh in each thought, it is the illuminator is there. Illuminating each thought. When the thoughts are there, whether it is in the dream state or in the waking state or in the deep sleep state also, when the thoughts are absent, there are no objects in the thought, it says Abhavakar Vritti is there. That also is illumined by that Chetan day and night, 24 hours, 365 days, till we live. Continuously it is illuminating. It is there. But we are caught up in the thought only, idam. Thought of Jagat comes, thought of chair comes, thought of table comes, thought of mission comes. But who is illuminating these thoughts? We miss that. Illuminator, we miss that. So it is said, Yasmat evam idam sarir karan pran aham adi api asat. Yasmat evam, because of it being so, idam, this sarir karan, antakaran bahikarana. Karan includes everything. Including mind is also karana. Manasasthani indriyani. So five organs of perception, five organs of action and mind, karana. Prana. Aham, five prana. What are those five prana? Prana, pan, vyanam. Aham, ego. Adi, etc., memory, etc. Api asat, these are also unreal. So from the higher standpoint of consciousness, these are all unreal. And now you can prove how it is asat. Whole world is asat because it is negated. Always remember, because it is negated. Sat you can never negate. Even in the dream state, the Sat is there. Can you negate Sat? No. Can you negate Sat in the dream state? No. Deep sleep state? No. In the waking state? No. In all three states, that Sat is always there. Tasmat tattvamasi prasantam amalam brahma dvayam yat param. Tasmat, therefore, tattvamasi, you are that Brahman, you are that Atman, your Atman is Brahman. How is that serene, prasantam? This is we have done, na? Prasantam amalam, brahma advayam. Sorry.
In the last verse, it is the repetition here.
Oh, it is repetition here, na? Prasantam amalam, brahma advayam yat param. The same thing is there in 252 and 251. So, thou art that, the serene, pure, supreme Brahman, non-dual, you are Brahman, that Brahman is not tainted by anything. In Bhaja Govindam, Gyate Tattve, Ka Sansara. When you come to know the truth, where is the samsara? When you come to know rope, where is the snake? When you come to know the post, where is ghost? There is no ghost. After realization, what happens? 253.
Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke. Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke. Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam. Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam. Swapne nashtam swapna vishvam vichitram. Swapne nashtam swapna vishvam vichitram. Swasmad bhinnam kintu drishtam prabodhe. Swasmad bhinnam kintu drishtam prabodhe. Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke. Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam. Swapne nashtam swapna vishvam vichitram. Swasmad bhinnam kintu drishtam prabodhe.
Almost repetition of the same thought. Yat bhrantaya kalpitam tat viveke tat tanmatram naiva tasmat divinnam. Yat bhrantaya kalpitam. So what is seen in delusion? Bhrantaya and delusion. Kalpitam, imagination or projection. Tat viveke, on its discrimination. You are seeing something. Your mind has projected something. Or you are seeing the whole world. Tad viveke, if you start discriminating, discriminate between atma and anatma, the whole world is atma. Whole world is anatma. Tad viveke, you have to do the vivek between atma and anatma. Tat tan matram, that is only, that only. The substratum is the reality or the truth. Naiva tasmat vivinnam, and never other than that. Never other than that. So when you are seeing something, it is because of bhranti, it is delusion. Delusion. You are not seeing thing as it is. What we are seeing the world is only delusion. Why? We are not able to see the substratum of the world. Not seeing a thing as it is bhranti. What is bhranti? Not seeing a thing as it is bhranti. So what is this world? In a sense, it is only Brahman only. Are we able to see it? No. So whatever we are seeing, the whole world is a bhranti. Tad viveke, if you do start doing the vivek, discrimination between atma and anatma, tat tan matram, you will find that the substratum alone is there, nothing else is there. Remove all the projections on the screen, what you will see? It's a screen only. Tanmatra, substratum only. Naiva tasmat vivinnam. It is not different. So everything is kalpana only. We have to do the vivek. So that which is wrongly supposed to exist in something is, when the truth is known, recognized as nothing other than substratum and not at all different from it. It is svapne nashtram svapna vishvam vichitram sasmad bhinnam kim nudrishtram prabodhe. Svapne, in the dream, nashtam, when the dream is over. Svapna vishvam, svapna vishvam, dream world. The whole world of svapna. Vichitram, manifold, different type. It's not the stereotype, one thing. Vichitram, we see many things. Sasmad bhinnam kim nudrishtram prabodhe. Then when you get up, from oneself, smad bhinnam is not different. Kim nudrishtam prabodhe, does it appear different on waking? It's not there. On waking, the world is no more there. It was not different from the mind. So the diverse dream universe appears and subsides in the dream itself. On waking, does it appear as something different from one's own mind? No. It is the mind which has become the dreamer and the dream world. Snake is not different from the rope. If you think that both are real, suppose if you say, no, Jagat is real. Jagat is real. Snake is also real and the rope is also real. So that delusory snakes, you cannot remove it by stick. Can you remove it? There is no snake, delusory snake. There is only rope. But I am seeing snake on that rope. And if you say both are real, then that snake which you are seeing, you cannot remove it by stick. If the snake is real, you can remove it by stick. Real snake is there, snake will run away. But delusory snake, very delusion in my mind, not everybody's mind. How that snake will be removed? Vivek. By Vivek, you can remove it. What happens to that delusory snake? That delusory snake merge into rope. Is it not so? When you know the truth, what happens? What happened to that delusory snake? It merged into that rope. Swasmat na bhinnam. Snake is not different from the rope. Nowadays you will find, sometime back I have seen, there are 3D photos nowadays. Yeah? So somebody brought one photo and showed me, what do you see? I said, whatever is apparently being seen. Well, no, you see properly. Are you able to see Om in that? They have come out with such photos. So I concentrated. Yes, it is there. But apparently, you see, Om is not there. In dream state, dream universe is there. Prabodhe, when we wake up, dream goes back and merge with mind. From where it manifested, there is none other than me. So Acharya thinks the Sish has understood the truth. Now Sishya want to absorb his mind in meditation. So what Sishya has done? Acharya Mukhat Shravan Kuryat. He has listened about that Tattvamasi, about the nature of the Brahman from Acharya. Acharya Mukhat Shravanam Kuryat. We always have to listen from teacher. Yuktita Mananam Kuryat. And after that, by reasoning, he has done Mananam. Shravanam Mananam he has done. And after that, Prayatnata. Now he is putting in effort for Nididhyasana. Shravan Manan Nididhyasan. How the Shravan has to be done? Acharya Mukhat Na Swapathat. Not by self study. Then you have to do Mananam, reflect. How? Yuktita, by logic. Then that become your doubt free knowledge. The knowledge has to become doubt free. Pratnatah Nididhyasan Kuryat. Pratnatah, then you put in effort for Nididhyasan. So you see, there are two types of sadhanas. One is called Bahiranga Sadhana and another is Antaranga Sadhana. What is Bahiranga Sadhana? Bahiranga Sadhana is your puja, jap, dhyan. I mean, without knowledge, if you start dhyan, that also is going to help you to purify your mind. All Bahiranga Sadhana are activity waste. Even if you are doing Karma Yoga to purify your mind, you are acting in the world and at the same time you are spiritually growing spiritually also. All Bahiranga Sadhana, Jap, Dhyan, Puja, Tirtha Brahman, Ganga Asnan, they are all activities outside. And you are growing spiritually also. That means you are associated with the world and you are growing also. Therefore, it is Bahiranga Sadhana. Bahiranga Sadhana. It is called Pravritti Mark. There are two mark, Pravritti Mark and Nivritti Mark. Bahiranga Sadhana associated with the activity. You are acting in the world at the same time. You are growing spiritually is the Bahiranga Sadhana. What is the Antaranga Sadhana? Antaranga Sadhana is the Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. This is also an activity. But it is not in the world. You are not going outside in the world and doing something. After purification of mind by your karma yoga, jap, tap and all that, now you are fit for Nibritti Marga. So we have to start our journey from Nibritti Marga. We have to start from the Pravritti Marg. So what is the result of Pravritti Marg? Is the purification of mind. After that, you become fit for Nibritti Marg. Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan is also it's a mental internal activity. But after that, Antaranga sadhana is that you have to leave that also. When you are sitting in the seat of meditation, then there is no more sravan. Your meditation will be based on sravan. Nididhyasana should be based on sravan and manan. You have already learned about that Brahman. Now you are thinking about that. So now next 10 verses are about that meditation. Very beautiful verses of meditation. Chant one verse, all the verses are indicating to you toward that only. If medicine number 1 is not working, verse number 253 is not working, 254 onward, then you go to verse number 255, 256, 257, 258, another 10 verses. All are indicating that. So beautiful verses for meditation purpose. That we'll see in our next class. 10 verses. Beautiful. Jati niti kulgutra duragam. Beautiful verses. But these, you can do it only when you have understood, you have done the sravan, manan, then you are sitting in the seat of meditation, when the acharya is saying about that, jati niti kul gotra duragam. So you have to go with, flow with that, what is it indicating? Because you know what is jati, what is niti, what is kul, what is gotra and all that. These are not Brahman. You have to go. We'll see it in our next class.
And with those verses, sometimes we will do meditation also.
We'll do meditation also.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. All of you bring the book and follow the slokas. Each word, write down the meaning. You will not get meaning of Vivek Chudamani. It is not given here. So write down the name, meaning, sit with the book, open the book, see the slokas and listen, and that bring your pencil. Like that. I am chanting very slowly so that you can get it. And
my expectation from all of you that you will be teaching Vivek Chudamani when I am not here.
And during the class, don't read the book. just listen, go through the slokas, see the words, see the slokas and write the meaning, and don't read the explanation from the book. When you go home, then you can do it. Otherwise, when you are reading, then you are missing Uncle Ji. No class. These four verses, if you can by heart, then that is very good. Try to by heart. Not four, sorry, 10 verses. Then you can pick up any verse any day and can meditate on that. You can do the practice at home also.